Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songwriter.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress. Producer.
I want to be a model. Yay!
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing today on this wonderful, wonderful sunny weekend? Yes, you have it, boys and girls. This is Starfish. I would like to say it's time for bedtime. Quiet, boys and girls, big and small mommy and daddies, grandma and nanas, grandpas, poppies, uncles, and people who just care. Thank you so much for letting me into your home. Tonight is a very, very special night because it's dedicated to all our mommies. And yes, you have it right, boys and girls. It is Starfish. I know you thought it was on Troll, but this show is dedicated and it's a gift to Aunt Troll and all our mommies out there in the world. We're dedicating our show to the caring yayas, the joyful aunts, the dedicated supermom. Tonight is for the mommies. Now, boys and girls, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which is tomorrow. And I know you're getting everything set. I know you worked so hard at school this week to have the best gift for your mom that she will absolutely adore. And before we go into the wonderful, wonderful history of Mother's Day, you know our tradition on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we must have our... I'll wait for it. Do you know, boys and girls? Yes! It is our checklist, our bedtime checklist. And I know you have it certainly memorized, so much so that you can even tell all your boys and girls' classmates at school and even your teachers. And this is something that you could bring and share with everyone and anyone that you meet. Boys and girls, Aunt Jewel's bedtime list.
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you missed? Are your PJs on?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Yes.
Lovely, boys and girls, our Aunt Jules bedtime list. And now, boys and girls, you could even share the Aunt Jules bedtime list with your mommy and go step by step by step. And it's something that you can share together. First, we clean up our toys. Then we get our clothes and ready for our bathtub. Then we scrub a scrub scrub in the bathtub, clean behind those ears. And of course, we jump out of the tub, brush our teeth, and wash our face. Then get ready for bed, put on our favorite PJs, and read our story and take a trip to Dreamland. Now, boys and girls, you know tomorrow is a very, very special day. So I had a few boys and girls send us messages and emails of what they do and what they're going to do on this very, very special day. So please call in if you know of any special things that you would like to share with us on what you're going to do tomorrow for Mother's Day. Call in 914-338-0695. Now, the boys and girls who were able to share the great things that they're going to do with their mother and their father tomorrow, I had some great, great ideas. One little girl said that she spent all month working at school in art class to make her a wonderful piece of pottery for her plant. How special, Miranda. That is so very special. This one little boy said that he's going to wake up early in the morning with his sister and make her his mom breakfast. Yum, yum, Noah. That sounds like a wonderful idea. This little girl, Ava, said that she's going to take her out to dinner. Oh, how very sweet. A candlelight dinner to share with your family. Boys and girls, I would like to take you back in time, and to discover where Mother's Day actually came from. Mother's Day is actually a tradition that is celebrated all over the world. Can you believe that? All over the world. Now, Mother's Day began all the way back in the 1600s. Its origin was celebrating motherhood. It began in Rome. It also was celebrated in Asia. And it celebrated all over, celebrating the goddess. When it was celebrated here in America, it was created by a famous individual named Julie Ward Howe. She proclaimed Mother's Day in 1870. Now, Mother's Day was a great, great, great day. She wanted to acknowledge how hard all the women in the United States was working. And now, everyone, everywhere in the world celebrates Mother's Day. Whether you're on the West Coast, East Coast, North America, South America, Middle East, all over the world is celebrated. You can celebrate your mother. You can celebrate your aunt. You can celebrate your grandmother. It's just a wonderful time to celebrate how the hard work that your mom gives every single day. Now, boys and girls, I know we took a great trip to discover back in time, all the way back in 1870. So much we learn here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. But, of course, I want you guys to get ready for bed so we can get ready for our bedtime story. Now, you know, before we get ready for bed, what we have to listen to, our favorite Rubber Ducky song by the Cedar Mount Kids. Here we go. Get ready, boys and girls.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
Now we're all squeaky clean, and boys and girls, you know what you can do. You can follow these checklist from Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story before your mom even gets to it, and you'll be all nice and clean, and she'll be so proud that you did it all on your own. Now here, today, we are celebrating Mother's Day. We're celebrating all the time, all the care, all the love that our mothers have given to us. Some of the boys and girls were able to send in their poems that they made for their mothers. Here's a poem written by Kathy. Kathy, thanks so much for sending your Mother's Day poem. My mother, my friend, so dear throughout my life, you're always near. A tender smile to guide my way, you're the sunshine to light my day. Ah, that's so sweet, Kathy. Here's another one by Christopher. Christopher calls his poem, I'm happy you're my mommy. I'm happy you're my mommy, because you take good care of me. You love me, and you show it. So I'm as happy as can be. I'm as happy as can be, because you're always there for me. That is so sweet, Christopher. That is so sweet. Here's another poem by Shauna. Shauna writes, she titles her poem, Everything Mom. Wow, the Everything Mom. Does that sound like your mom, boys and girls? There it goes. Everything Mom. How did you find the energy, Mom, to do all the things you did, to be a teacher, a nurse, and counselor to me when I was a kid? How did you do it all, Mom? Be a chauffeur, a cook, a friend, yet find time to be a playmate? I just can't comprehend. I see it now. It was love, Mom, that made you come wherever I'd call. Your exhaustible love, Mom, and I thank you for it all. Oh, that is so, so sweet, boys and girls. Please do send any messages to our Facebook/Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories. And also send in the email, AuntJewelBedtimeStories@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories. And here's our last poem, written by Little Anthony. Anthony writes, Guiding Light Mom. Mom, from the time I was really young, I realized I had someone, you, who always cared, who always protected me, who always was there for me no matter what. You taught me right from wrong and pushed me to do the right thing, even when it was hard to do. You took care of me when I was sick, and your love helped me get well. You had rules, and I learned that when I obeyed them, my life was simpler, better, and richer. You were and are the guiding light of my life. My heart is filled with love for you, my teacher, my friend, my mother. That is so sweet, little Anthony. Boys and girls, I love to hear the stories that you share about your mothers. Mothers always, always care. No matter what you do, they'll always forgive you. Here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories, we love sharing time with our mother. Boys and girls, call in when you have the time, and let's hear your stories here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Now, please, I know you are all ready for our bedtime story. We've gone through cleaning up, gone through our bedtime story, bedtime checklist. We got very, very clean in our Cedar Mount Kids with our Cedar Mount Kids rubber ducky. And we're able to spend so much time. And boys and girls, it's not just the mothers who we celebrate. We also like to celebrate the grandparents, the grandmothers. Boys and girls, let's celebrate our grandmothers. Oh, what do I see? I think I see a yawn for my grandmother. I think I see a yawn for my auntie. Oh, this reminds us of our favorite song. Let's sit back. We already have our wonderful PJs. Let's sit back and listen to our favorite song. Oh.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it.
I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Something to wake us up. Mexican headband. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
You all have the yawns out of your system, and you are ready to jump into Storyland. Now, boys and girls, today is going to be a special day, a special evening, and a different evening. We are going to read short stories about our mothers. This book, it discusses a mom and her little kittens. Mrs. Tabby Gray, with her three little kittens, lived out in the barn where the hay was stored. One of the kittens was white, one was black, one was gray, just like her mother, who called Tabby Gray from the color of her coat. These three little kittens opened their eyes when they grew old enough and thought there was nothing so nice in all of this wonderful world as their own dear mother. Although she told them of a great many nice things, like milk and bread, which they should have when they could go up to the big house where she had her breakfast, dinner, and supper. Every time Mother Tabby came from the big house, she had something pleasant to tell. "Bones for dinner today, my dears," she would say, or, "I have fine rope and a ball for my little babies," until the kittens longed for the time when they could go too. One day, however, Mother Cat walked in with joyful news. "I found a nice, elegant new home for you," she said, "in a very large trunk where some old clothes were kept, and I think I had better move at once." Then she picked up the black kitten without any more words and walked right out to the barn with him. The black kitten was so astonished, but he blinked his eyes at the bright sunshine and tried to see everything. Out in the barnyard, there was a great noise, for the white hen had laid an egg and wanted everyone to know it. But Mother Cat hurried on without stopping to inquire about it, and soon all the little kittens were right behind her. The clothes made such a soft, comfortable bed, and the kittens were so tired after such an exciting day, they just lay down, and they fell asleep. Mrs. Tabby trotted off for another baby. When she was away, the lady who owned the trunk came out into the hall, and when she saw the trunk was open, she shut it and locked it. "Oh, no, my dear kitten, my dear baby." For she did not dream that there was anything so precious as a kitten inside. As soon as the lady had gone upstairs, Miss Tabby Gray came back and opened up the trunk and put her little other white kitten in. And when she found the trunk was closed, she was so terribly frightened. She put the white kitten down and sprang on top of the trunk and scratched with all her might, but scratching was no good. Then she jumped up and down and reached up into the keyhole, but that was too small for even a mouse to pass through. And the poor mother mewed, "Meow, meow." What is she to do? She picked up the white kitten and ran back to the barn. Then she made haste to the house again and went upstairs to the lady's room. The lady was playing with her baby, and when Mother Cat saw, she rubbed against her skirt and cried, "Meow, meow, you have my baby and I want it, meow." Then the poor little kitty and the mother scrammed off. "Aw, poor kitty, she must be hungry." So she went down to the kitchen and poured sweet milk in a saucer. But the cat did not want milk. She wanted her baby kitten out from the black trunk. And she meowed as plainly as she could. "Meow, my baby is in the trunk. My baby is in the trunk." The lady, the kind little lady, decided that she must be thirsty. "Poor kitty, I'll give you water." But when she set the bowl down of water, Mrs. Tabby Gray meowed more sorrowfully than before. She wanted no water. She wanted no milk. She wanted her baby kitten. And she ran to and fro, crying, until at last the lady followed her. And she led the way to the trunk. "What can be the matter with this little cat?" said the lady. And she took the trunk key out of her pocket and put it into the lock. Unlocked the trunk, raised the top, and jumped. Mother Cat with such a bound that the little black cat waked up and jumped up too. "Brrr, brrr, my darling child." And Miss Tabby Gray, in great excitement, "I have had a dreadful fright." And before the black kitten could have asked one question, she picked him up and started to run to the barn. The sun was bright in the barnyard, and the hens were still chattering there. But the black cat was glad to get back to the barn. His mother was glad, too. All the cats, the kittens, were all together, "Meow, meow, meow," as she nestled down into the hay with her three little kittens. She told them that a barn was the best place, after all, to raise children. And after that, she never, never changed her mind. Boys and girls, mothers are so very special. They take care of you no matter what. And even if something goes astray, even if something goes wrong, like Miss Mother Gray, who lost her poor little kitten, but she was determined she was able to find her little kitten and bring her back home to all the other boys and girls. And once again, they were a family again. So boys and girls, please do send in any stories that you have, any fun little treasure moments that you have with your mother, or ideas that you might like to do for tomorrow's Mother's Day. Boys and girls, here on Aunt Jo Radio Show, we love sharing. We love caring in the midst of our Mother's Day here on Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Take a trip to dream. Here we go, boys and girls. Just like a star, because our mother is our star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
Mother's Day, a very, very special day. On Mother's Day, some boys and girls and some families give their mother flowers. Some boys and girls write a poem like we read earlier today in the show. Some boys and girls, like Miranda, make wonderful pieces of artwork that their mother can cherish forever. Some boys and girls, like our favorite friend Noah, makes a wonderful, scrumptious breakfast. Some boys and girls make a lavish dinner for their mother because they're so very special. Mother's Day is a day that we can cherish, but we cherish it every day because we are so thankful for our mothers who always are there no matter whether we're having a good day or whether we're having a bad day. They're always there to let us know that everything will be all right. Boys and girls, I'd like to share with you a different song. A different song of Boys to Men.
To know.
Hello, Aunt Jewel. How are you doing on this wonderful, wonderful weekend?
Oh, well, you know, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and I'm having a break. And Starfish, now it's up to you, and you've been doing such a wonderful job.
Thank you, Aunt Jewel. And can you tell us what your favorite Mother's Day event, gift, or memory that you've had? Let boys and girls know.
Well, boys and girls, I had a really favorite time when my girls were really young. We had this playgroup, and the playgroup started when they were all 9 months old, and now they're all in college. And what was so fun is they treated all of us, all the mothers, and they had a brunch for us. And that was so special. And my daughter, one of them, she made a bracelet for everyone. And it was our favorite stone, and she made that. And that was so much fun. We took pictures and told tales of when we were all little and had all the babies together. It was a lot of fun. I'm so glad that they did this all on their own.
Wow. That sounds like a great, great Mother's Day. Very, very special. Here on Aunt Jewel Radio Show, we have been sharing all of our favorite gifts, favorite ideas. Even little kids have been writing poems that they've been sending in, which I've been able to share with the rest of the boys and girls. And boys and girls, Mother's Day is celebrated all over the world. It is so very special. Everyone knows a mother, whether they are with a mother, friends, everyone can share that moment with a mother.
Yes. Mothers are special.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And the kids just really help make us even physically better, especially when you watch them grow up.
That's the best part. The best part is seeing them learn and explore. Just as we talked about discovering, we talked about the history of Mother's Day and where it came from long, long time ago. Until this day, everyone celebrates it the second week in May, no matter where you are in the world.
Wow, and even no matter what time it is, because it may even be daytime or it might even be nighttime, but you still celebrate it because everyone has a mother.
Exactly. Exactly. And the boys and girls are all set. They had their dinner. They had their bathtub. They got down with the Cedar Mount kids. And they put their favorite pajamas on as they were yawning, their favorite song. And we looked to the sky. And today, our stars, by Corinne Bailey Ray, our stars were the mothers.
Yeah, because I think some of the children have already gone to bed, and they're going to have a wonderful time tomorrow when they take their mother out and feed her.
Yes, exactly. And the boys and girls have already discussed of planning on getting everything set. They have the bedtime list memorized. They know what to do, and they're going to surprise their mom and have everything ready, have their PJs on, have dinner ready. Eat their food. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day.
Yes, it will be. The mothers have an opportunity to be queen for that day.
Exactly. Queen. That's exactly where Mother's Day came from. It was known as celebrating the goddess. The goddess, which is now motherhood and our mothers. And boys and girls, I actually have another short story that I would love to share with you. It's about a little boy who goes on a journey.
Wow.
Boys and girls, Aunt Jewel, would you like to take that journey?
Oh, certainly would.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. This story is called A Little Traveler. And as we discussed before, today's a little bit different because we are able to not only share wonderful poems sent by boys and girls from you, which is very, very great. But we are also able to read short stories. Now, this is something that even you can do. A short story is not so long. It is about 3 or 4 pages, but you can just write anything that you would like to do. Now, this short story, as we said, is called The Little Traveler. Little Traveler. Are you ready, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I'm definitely ready. I have my blanket. I'm all ready.
Alrighty. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who had a long journey to go. He had a very, very dear mother, and she did not want her little son to leave. But she knew he must go. So she put her arms around him and said, "Now, don't be afraid, for I shall be with you, thinking of you, dreaming about you." Then the little boy kissed her goodbye and ran away singing a merry song. As long as he could see her, he would turn and wave her his hands goodbye. But by and by, she was out of sight. Just then, he came to a stream of water that ran across his path. "How can I ever get over?" thought the little boy. But a white swan swam up to him to greet him and said, "There's always a way to get over a stream. Follow me." So the little boy followed the swan till he came to a row of great stepping stones, and he jumped from one to the other, counting them as he went. 1, 2, 3, 4. When he reached to the 7th, he was safe across, and he turned to thank the white swan. And when he had thanked her, he called, white swan, swimming so merrily, carry a message for me today. My love to my mother, wherever she may be, I know she was always thinking of me." Then the white swan swam back to carry the message, and the little boy ran on his way. Oh, there are so many beautiful things to hear. The birds singing and the bees humming, and so many beautiful things to see. The flowers and butterflies and green grass. And after a while, he came to a wood where every tree wore a green dress. Through the woods, under the shade of trees, followed a babbling creek. "I wonder how can I get over?" said the little boy, and the wise wind whispered, There is a way to get over the stream. Follow me. Follow me. Then he followed the sound of the wise wind's voice, and the wind blew against a tall pine tree, and the pine tree fell across the creek and lay there, a great round foot log where the little boy might step. He made his way over and thanked the wise wind. And he asked, wise wind, blowing so merrily, carry a message for me today. My love to my mother, wherever she may be, I know she was always thinking of me. The wind blew back to carry the message, and the little boy made haste on his journey. Wow. I wonder how he's going to make it.
Me too.
The wind blew back to carry the message, and the little boy made haste on his journey. His way led through a meadow where the clover grew and the white sheep and baby lambs were feeding together in the sunshine. On one side of this meadow flowed a silver shining river, and the child wandered up and down the bank to find some way to cross, for he knew that he must go on. As he walked on, a man called a carpenter found him and said, There is always a way to get over the stream. Follow me, follow me. Then the little boy followed the carpenter, and the carpenter and his men built a bridge of iron and wood that reached across from the bank to bank. When the bridge was finished, the little boy ran over in safety, and after he had thanked the carpenter and said, "Carpenter, carpenter, on your way, carry a message for me today. My love to my mother, wherever she may be. I know she was always, always thinking of me." The carpenter gladly consented, and after he had turned back to carry the message, the little boy followed the path which led up hill over rocks and steep places through brambles and briars until his feet grew weary. And when he came down into the valley again, he saw a river that was very dark and very deep. There was no white swan or wise wind to help him. No tree in the forest could bridge it over. And the carpenter and his men were away. "I must get over. There is a way. There is a way." And the little boy prayed, and as he sat down to rest, he heard a murmuring sound. Looking down, he spied a tiny boat fastened to a willow. "I am the boat with the helping oar to carry you over from shore to shore," repeated the boat. When the little boy had unfastened it, he sprang in and began to row himself over the dark water. As he rowed, he saw a tiny bird flying over above him. The bird needed no boat or bridge, for its wings were strong. And when the little boy saw it, he cried, "Little bird! Little bird! Flying so merrily, carry a message to me today. My love to my mother, wherever she may be. I know she's always thinking of me." The little bird flew swiftly back to carry the message, and the boy rowed until he reached the opposite shore. As he had thanked the boat with its helping oar, he tied it to a tree as he had found it, and then hastened away, singing his happy song again. By and by, he heard an answer to the song, and he knew that it was the great sea calling, "Come, come, come." And when he reached the shore, where the blue waves were dancing up in the yellow sand, he clapped his hands with delight, and they were rocking on the billows with a beautiful ship with sails as white as ladies' hands. "I knew there would be a way," and the little boy, as he sprang onto the deck and went sailing over the blue sea, sailing, sailing, day after day, night after night, over the beautiful seas. A night the stars would look down, twinkling and blinking, and as the little boy watched them, he would say, little stars, shining so very bright, carry a message for me tonight. My love to my mother, wherever she shall be. I know she's always thinking of me." The little boy went on sailing, sailing day and night, until he came to a land beyond the sea. A land so full of delight that the boy felt that his journey was ended. Until one day, when a great storm came, the wind blew, the thunder crashed, the lightning flashed, the rain came down, pouring, pouring so hard. The little boy wanted to go home. "I will find a way," he cried at last. And just as he spoke, the sun came bursting out. The storm's cloud rolled over, and there in the sky was a rainbow bridge that seemed to touch both sky and earth. Then the little boy's heart leaped for joy, and he ran with his feet as light as feathers up the shining boat. And when he reached the highest arc, he looked onto the other side and saw home and his mother at the rainbow's end. "Mother! Mother!" he cried as he ran down into her arms. "Mother, I've always been thinking of you, and you have taken good care of me. I love you. The end. This short story was written by the motto for the mothers. And again, boys and girls, it's called The Little Travelers.
You know, that was really special to hear, because sometimes I think as children, we take our mothers for granted. And then when you get into a situation and you can't find your mother, you're looking all over for her, then you realize how important her comfort is and her telling you that everything will be okay.
Exactly, Angela. And everything was okay for the little boy, the little traveler.
Right, so that's why you try to stay real close to your mommy or daddy, so that you don't have that worry, and that you know that they're always there, and they'll always protect you, and you'll have such a relief and such a joy when you're able to find them. And that's why Mother's Day is so great, because it's an opportunity to be able to tell them how much you love them. Although you may say that every day, but they set aside a special day.
That's so true, Aunt Jules. Mothers are so very special.
And you will always be their child. I don't care how old you get. You never outgrow it. And I'm wondering, Starfish, are some of the kids sleeping yet? Getting kind of dark.
I think some of the boys and girls are getting sleepy, and they certainly want lots of rest for tomorrow, the big day.
Right.
Sorry, Aunt Joel, what'd you say?
Oh, that's okay, Starfish. I saw Cameron, and he was on the show, and he was saying he had so much fun being on the show, and he showed me his little baby sister. He has a little brother, but now he's got this little baby brother, and they were blowing bubbles, and she was having so much fun. So that's why now having brothers and sisters and being able to share with them and sharing your mother and your daddy and your aunt and your uncle and your grandma is a lot of fun, and we're so glad that you're coming here. And I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be there today, but Starfish is doing a great job.
Well, this show, as we said in the beginning, is dedicated to all our mommies and dedicated to Aunt Jewel. It's time, a weekend, for mommies to sit back and relax and enjoy their family. Now, boys and girls, there can be mommies of doggies, mommies of cats, mommies of all animals. And even if you have a dog, you could be the mommy of your dog because you cherish and love your dog. So all the mommies today, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day. And we're going to end off with our Mother's Day song called I Love You, Mommy, Mother's Day Song by Kaboomoo.
And I love you, Mommy. This is your special day. Flowers and presents and drugs just in bed. Whatever you wish for, I'll give you instead. Mommy, Mommy, I love you, Mommy. No choice for you.
boys and girls. This is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And don't forget to tell Mommy Happy Mother's Day and give her a nice big squeezy hug and a big kiss. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Love you. Mwah.